Hi, I'm Harry Reeder. Well, here we are Tuesday, and it's time for another slice of fresh bread. In the days of the Medo-Persian Empire, Daniel receives a vision of what is going to occur many, many years later. Israel will be restored to the land. The Medo-Persian Empire will have been destroyed by the Greek Empire, which itself will have been partitioned into four kingdoms. And the kingdom of the north, the Seleucid Empire, will make war against the kingdom of the south, the Ptolemaic Empire. And a dynasty will arise that will dominate in the area and bring desolation, apostasy, and attacks upon the covenant people of God there in Israel under one called Antiochus the Fourth, who names himself Epiphanes. He's the fulfillment of this text. So if you will, look with me in Daniel 11 and verse 36. And the king shall do as he wills. That would be Antiochus. He shall exalt himself and magnify himself above every god, and shall speak astonishing things against the God of gods. He shall prosper till the indignation is accomplished, for what is decreed shall be done. He shall pay no attention to the gods of his fathers, or to the one beloved by women. He shall not pay attention to any other god, for he shall magnify himself above all. He shall honor the god of fortresses instead of these. A god whom his fathers did not know, he shall honor with gold and silver, with precious stones and costly gifts. He shall deal with the strongest fortresses with the help of a foreign god. Those who acknowledge him shall load with honor. He shall make them rulers over many and shall divide the land for a price. So in other words, here is a man who is going to build coalitions. He is going to develop this kingship of eclectic religion enterprises. He will do all of those things and will become powerful. Antiochus Epiphanes was a local power who brought despotic tyranny in the land of Israel. Someone that's unstoppable among men by the affairs of men and by the movements of men. And beyond that, there is language such as, he will speak astonishing things. He shall prosper. He will not be touched by anything. That he is beyond all. That he has great power. Well, this begins to sound like some of the language that Paul will use to describe the man of lawlessness, an antichrist that rises up at the end, who becomes an instrument of the beast of the sea and the beast of the land, that is, tyrannical government and also false religion. The language in verse 36, he shall do as he wills. Well, that could be said in a local sense of Antiochus, but that certainly doesn't describe the kind of power base that he has. And beyond that, it says that he shall be able to turn many against the covenant itself and shall reign among the apostate. Again, that seems to be the language of one that is described as the Antichrist, who will come with false wonder and signs and miracles. So many have seen in this text Antiochus Epiphanes as a type of the Antichrist. Antiochus Epiphanes, who rises up with this apostasy and power toward the end of the Old Covenant before the coming of Christ, now seems to be a picture or a type of the loosening of Satan for a while before the second coming of Christ and the movement of an Antichrist that will bring a worldwide apostasy that will be seen as he exalts himself over every other god and exalts himself in the temple. The same language is being used there that is used of Antiochus Epiphanes here. Well, that remains to be seen. Fulfillment is always the ultimate statement of prophetic accuracy, and we see how God fulfills his word. But what we are now seeing is that actually hundreds of years before this occurs, with amazing detail, it is given to Daniel. This is God with his pre-written history telling us what is going to happen. Well, let's read some more about this tomorrow when you join me for another slice of fresh bread.
For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.